SBS उर्दू मोबाइल ऑनलाइन या रेडियो पर।
खेल के फरोग के लिए और टीम के कौमी और बैन अल-अक़वामी सतह पर बढ़ते हुए मुकाबलों को देखते हुए बेहतर से बेहतर कोचेज रखे जाते हैं। पाकिस्तानी टीम की पिछले कई सालों में परफॉर्मेंस में बेहतरी लाने के लिए अक्सर बैरून मुल्क से कोचेज को लाया गया है। साल 2018 में ऑस्ट्रेलियन फिटनेस कोच डैन बेरी ने भी पाकिस्तानी टीम के लिए खिदमात सर अंजाम दी और हरा ब्लेज़र ज़ेब-ए-तन किया। SBS उर्दू से गुफ्तगू में उन्होंने पाकिस्तानी तजुर्बे को अनोखा और यादगार बताया।
To be honest with you, it's a bit of a different mindset in that prior, apart from growing up watching the cricket team and a little bit of the hockey, there's not a lot known, well, especially from my behalf, of what it's like in Pakistan. There's sometimes the negative portrayal about some of the activities up there, especially many years ago, to do with, you know, war and terrorism and things like that. But so that was my initial response. But I guess me being the type of person I am, quite adventurous and quite open-minded, I decided to not take any notice of any of the negative press that's sometimes put out around Pakistan, and really approach the role and approach the country with open eyes. And I'm very glad I did, because it's an amazing place. My dad was pretty... he's like me. He just sort of said, "Okay, well, good luck." And Mum was a little bit more worried, but my mum her profession was a travel agent, so she's travelled a lot all over the world and seen the different sides. And she actually grew up in Kenya, so she's seen many parts of the world and realises that, yeah, as long as you just keep your wits about you, things are usually quite safe and quite normal.
So when you went to Pakistan, as you mentioned, in April, which city was it, and how was the experience from day one?
Yeah, so it was actually just post Commonwealth Games. The team had a camp to prepare for the Champions Trophy, which was being held in Holland. The city was Abbottabad, which, as far as I know, is north or a little bit above Islamabad. So I flew into Islamabad and then straight into a car.
डैन बेरी का कहना है कि जब उन्हें कोचिंग की दावत मिली तो उनके पास पाकिस्तान आने के लिए सिर्फ 2 हफ्ते थे और उन्हें बताया गया कि उनकी टीम के साथ पहली ट्रेनिंग एबटाबाद शहर में है। डैन का कहना था कि जब मैंने इंटरनेट पर देखा कि एबटाबाद के नाम के साथ क्या आ रहा है तो मैं हैरान रह गया, इसलिए कि हर जगह उसामा बिन लादेन का नाम ही एबटाबाद शहर के साथ मुंसलिक नज़र आया।
Obviously, my initial questions were to the coach and the staff with the Pakistan hockey was, you know, is it okay? Is everything safe? Of which, of course, they assured me it was. A little Google search. I actually Googled up the bud because, for me, I like to see what the local town's like, if there's anything else to do outside of hockey. And that's pretty much the top Google search is all the press around about his capture and where he was hiding out, which... A little part of me was a little bit concerned, but the other part was thinking, well, if he's no longer around, I'm sure, you know, the army up there is, you know, doing a great job and it should be nice and secure. So it was certainly a bit of a different introduction to the city, yeah.
And when you visited the place, how was it? How did you find it?
The actual place? Up to
about? Yes.
Yeah, amazing. I think... Initially, as you go through the main town, and I'm just sort of casting my mind back 2 years now, 2.5 years, some of the infrastructure was obviously a bit, I don't know the word, sort of outdated. It needs a bit of an update. The roads and the buildings are a bit out of shape, let's say. So initially I thought, oh, okay, this, you know, maybe it's not such a great place, but the actual scenery around there is just second to none. When you reach up towards the mountains there, it's and I never really knew this. I don't study a lot of geography. I knew there were mountain ranges up there somewhere, but I didn't realise how beautiful it was once we were up there. Very clear, lovely air, no pollution, and some stunning views. I suppose in terms of mountain ranges, you only ever really as someone that snowboarded a few times, you know, I go to Japan or Canada or something, but Pakistan, it took my breath away being up there, and it really showed a different side of it.
Dan ka kehna hai ki jab team ko fitness ke bare mein ahkamat diye to shuruaat mein chand khiladiyon ne shaklein banayi, lekin baad mein un sab ko hi training se fayda hua.
Yeah, I think initially it was a little bit of a challenge. I mean, the best thing was that the players knew we were coming up to help. You know, we weren't there to interfere or go against the local coaches or anything like that. We just wanted to sort of put structures in to help the team. One memory of the very first day in Abbottabad, which, yeah, was probably a big shift for the individuals involved, the three goalkeepers, one of which... Imran Butts is a very seasoned player over there. When the running session started, the three goalkeepers went and sat on the bench, and I sort of said, hey guys, what are you doing? And they said, oh no, we're goalkeepers, we don't run. And so I basically gave them a bit of an awakening. I said, well, today you do, and forever now you will as well. So it was a little bit of some angry faces at the start, but... I think once they started to feel how it changed their game, it went from some upset faces to some very happy ones and some very friendly ones.
Dan Berry, April 2018 se December 2018 tak Pakistani hockey team ke fitness coach rahe.
SBS Urdu, mobile, online, ya radio par.